We are here today, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce Gordon, I'm on loan from my radio home in St. Cloud. I worked with Don Vogel, for those of you that are unaware, back in 85 and 86. David, of course, has been here during the time that Don spent from 92 till the present. And we are highlighting some of the best moments in really just about every show. When this guy got on the air, he was bound to make some sort of highlight tape. I mean, he had to have a tape rolling all the time, didn't you, David?
Oh, exactly. Every single moment.
Everything that this guy had was a potential highlight. And you've got to understand something about this industry. And Soucheray hit on it yesterday when he was talking a little bit about how this guy was a radio guy and everybody else was an imposter. You know, newspaper guys, wrestlers, city council people, and all of that. Don was a radio guy, that's true, but he ascended above that. You know, radio guys, to me, are announcers saying what the time and temperature is. But he went above that. And he was this entertainer. He put together a show. It wasn't an air shift where he was taking phone calls. Any dummy can do that. But he added something. And every one of the other hosts here, I want this very clear here at KSTP, add something. They add their insight, their perspective on things. But Vogel would take it, and he would... he would jump off from that point and take it to its extreme. He'd make a bit out of it. He would make his point using humor to do it. And you played a bit of a song, you know, you can't help, you can't please everybody, you got to please yourself,
right?
That's
right.
And Vogel did it. He realized that if he was having a good time, other people would have a good time too. You'd jump on the train and everyone would go for the ride. And that's the way I felt when I was working with him. What else? What's next?
Well, let's go to another character that Mr. Vogel did. He used to be syndicated here at the station.
It just makes me laugh.
Looking at it written down there.
I can hear it.
This guy's name is Bruce Williams.
How you doing?
He used to be syndicated here. It's real short, so the only one I could find in a short span of time. So here it is. It's about a minute long, and we'll see you after.
1-800-962-0792. Where do we go, Dave? There's a million of them. Judd, you're at KSTP.
Hi, Dan. I was wondering if I could speak to Bruce Williams. Is he around?
Now, you know, a lot of people don't know who he is now because he's not on our show, or he's not on the station anymore. So I have to explain he's a financial advisor who used to be on KSTP with his... With his fine...
I also understand that he's lost, like, about half of his radio stations as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been... Bruce, come on in briefly, buddy, because nobody even knows who you are anymore.
Well, what are you talking about? A lot of people know me. Jay, Judd, how you doing, buddy?
Real good, Bruce.
Sounds like a pigeon, doesn't he?
He still sounds the same. I just wanted to... a friend of mine and I were talking the other day, and he said when he first started listening to talk radio, you're one of the first guys that he ever listened to, and that's the reason why he doesn't really listen to talk radio anymore.
Well, tell him he's as stupid as he can be, and tell him I've got a lot more money than he does, and what do I care?
Yeah, I'm sure probably you'll get.
Bruce, you sound like Casey Kasem. All right, Bruce, get out of here, Bruce. We don't have time. Nobody knows who you are. Your whole career is shot, and you used to be on the station, but you're not anymore, and we're just as proudest punch not to have you.
Oh, my God.
It was something else.
Yeah.
Vogel could do just about anybody. If he had Bruce in any longer, it would have been something about getting a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because Bruce said at every conversation whether you should see a lawyer.
Yes, go see a lawyer.
Go see a lawyer. All right. Bruce Gordon with David Ruth, and we're going back through some of the highlights of Vogel's time with us here at KSTP. We should point out, too, that he was at other major radio stations in Chicago and Wisconsin. And are you going to have some of those highlights, too? Or?
I talked to a guy in Chicago today. We're hopefully going to get some stuff FedExed for Saturday night and maybe have some stuff from Chicago. But we still have so much stuff. Oh. And again, it will be for sale. Don't call the front desk right now because we don't know where we're at with it right now. Give us a little time. We'll let you know. It will be for not, you know, we won't make a profit. Whatever it costs us, it will cost you. So.
All right. So you'll get the best of Vogel and You work out the details, and people call the front.
It's going to be like six or seven hours of stuff, I think.
Holy buckets.
It's going to be a lot of stuff.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's how talented the guy was.
Well,
that's how much stuff we have.
You know, I wanted to mention, too, I was explaining roadside counts and how he killed off his characters, and this came up on yesterday's program, I understand. Somebody wanted to hear that, and I don't have that tape. It exists someplace, and if you have the tape, get it over to our Maplewood studios now.
Mm-hmm. We'll play it.
But when Don left to go to Chicago, somebody suggested that he couldn't take his characters with him, that it was only Don that was going and not his characters.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to take roadside counts with him, and that's why Willie was born in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And he brought Willie here.
Oh.
But anyway, he had one of our producers at that time was Mitch Berg.
Oh,
had,
yeah.
Mitch had this fascination with weaponry. He was he would have been, he and G. Gordon Liddy would have gotten along very well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they were fans of one another. So anyway, Don would bring his characters on stage, if you will, one at a time, and then Mitch Berg would blow them apart.
I love
one
it.
At a time.
I love it.
And it was a lot of fun. So actually, Casey died that way. So did Roadside, and you know, a bunch of other people.
That was great.
It was a riot. It was a great time.
Let's play another clip here. This one has to do with just a topic that was in the news. A lady by the name of Maxine Conley, who was an older lady that kept on getting taken advantage of. I think you'll hear more about it right now.
I got to talk about a real doofus, though.
No, not me. Come on, you've been on me all day, buddy.
Yeah, it's not going to be you this time.
Oh, good.
Believe it or not. Maxine Conley is her name. She got a phone call a couple of years ago telling her that she had won a major, major, major prize. All she had to do was give $1,500 to a charity. What she got for her $1,500 was a plaque and a red face. She says, "I am afraid I have been gullible," said the retired 67-year-old secretary. She estimated losing about $5,000 to various telephone solicitors. She said, "I try to help people. When they tell me to give to a good cause, I try to. But needless to say, I won't do that anymore." Well, I would hope not, Maxine. You lost $5,000 like a big doofus.
Ooh.
You know, wouldn't you think the first question you'd ask if they said, "You have won a major, major, major prize. All you have to do is to give $1,500 to a charity." Wouldn't the first thing you ask would be, "What's the prize?"
Oh, I think so.
Not Maxine. "Oh, that's wonderful. I'll just make out a check for $1,500 and send it right to you." She doesn't even ask what the heck the check was, what the prize is. And this isn't the first time it's happened to her. She's lost $5,000 this way.
Ooh.
What a big doofus rufus. Man. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is trying to deal with these telemarketers. I hope they do. You know, I understand somebody has to telemarket, and it's a way to make a living, but
yeah.
I hate telemarketers. I just hate them. The scum of the earth. But the FTC is proposing that telemarketers would be prohibited from misrepresenting themselves and their office. They would be required to identify themselves and state the... at the outset, that they are selling goods or services. They would be banned from calling people before 8 o'clock in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night and sending couriers to pick up payments and contacting consumers about previous transactions. And the consumer would have a chance to think it over, which Maxine obviously didn't do. "Oh, yes, I'll send the $1,500. I wish I'd have known about Maxine beforehand. You know, we could have made some cash. You call up Maxine, you'll win a great prize if you give me $3,000. $3,000? Why, certainly. Phew, man. So I hope Maxine has some kind of a, well, there's just something that she can take to avoid the brain cramps from that one. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
It, you know, those were words to live by, I think, for all of us. And Don helped us with that. Are we going to hear the Swami later on, by the way?
We will get to the Swami shortly after a commercial break, right. I believe.
Swami was good in during the afternoon saloon and also during the Vogel show early on. And we'll get to some of the early stuff, too, I understand. Now, I had some tapes. I was really lucky that Vogel and I had dinner together 2 weeks ago. And I had just happened upon some tapes of his program in the mid-80s. And I brought him over. We were having dinner at his house. And I said, do you want to listen to these? You want to see what it was like?
Yeah.
You want to go through this stuff? And he said, yeah.
What do you think?
And he said, man, I'd forgotten about that, as we all have. Our memory either plays tricks on us or, you know, we either remember different ways or we forget it altogether. So we were playing it, and we've got some of those tapes here. I wish I had more, but we do have some of that stuff, and we're going to be playing that after 5 o'clock, right?
That's correct. We're going to have Patrick Roycey on just for a few minutes, I think, to catch us up to date with sports, but it's going to be real short so we can play as much of Don as we can today.
That'd be good.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, we will get to some more of the highlights and everything else, but first of all, I feel the need to check in on the weather scene, and Dave Dahl at Channel 5 is on with us, and
yes,
David,
sir.
Where does this storm system center right now? Where is this thing?
It's actually moving out of the metro, and that's the good news. However, it's now inundating portions of west central Wisconsin, Pierce, St. Croix counties, getting hit pretty hard. And that line of storms, not producing any severe weather at this time, but is producing heavy rainfall in that 1 to 2 inch category across the Twin Cities, did make for some problems for folks heading home this evening, especially in Minneapolis. And we're going to have some live pictures on Channel 5 coming up at Live at 5, where cars actually got stuck in water, and people trying to get those cars out got stuck as well. So it's quite a mess in portions of Minneapolis. Now, the rest of this evening looks pretty calm compared to what we've had over the last several hours. Those storms provided that heavy rainfall, and now it's going to settle down this evening. Partly cloudy night tonight, low temperature down to 66. Tomorrow's high temperature back up to at least 74. Showers and storms redevelop as the day goes on, and some of those storms heavy not only tomorrow but through Thursday as well. Currently out there, under a partly cloudy sky, our temperature's going back up with some sunshine popping out. We're going to be back up in the lower 70s.
Really? Savings are everywhere at the nationwide Goodyear Tire Sale. Twin Cities Goodyear retailers have moved their tires out to the parking lot to make shopping and saving easier. Stock rooms are being cleaned out of discontinued designs and overstock tires. You'll get Goodyear's lowest prices ever on the original AquaTread to make room for the new Goodyear AquaTread 2. Sorry, no rain checks. Hurry in while supplies last. Save on Goodyear T-Metric radials for smaller cars, starting at $29.99 for 155 R12 black walls. Buy a pair and save on Goodyear Regattas, the touring radials for passenger cars. Get ready for vacation with a checkup of your vehicle's air conditioning system at 20% off the regular price. Why buy a no-name tire when you can buy the quality tires you deserve? Save, save, save at the only place you can get the lowest prices ever on the original Goodyear AquaTread. The big outdoor parking lot sale at your participating Twin Cities Goodyear retailer. Sale ends June 24th. Summer is the right time to redo those front steps, pour a driveway, replace a walkway, or expand your living area with a new concrete patio. Concrete is a versatile construction material. It can be used around the home, farm, apartment building, and office building to meet all of your architectural needs. Minnesota's weather demands durability, and what's tougher than concrete? Concrete is a permanent solution to your construction requirements. It's virtually maintenance-free. There's no need to apply messy, toxic sealers year after year. Don't settle for temporary solutions when you can add lasting value to your home. Concrete is an economic and safe building material that uses all natural materials, so it's compatible with the environment. Concrete reflects light to make your patio, driveway, or parking area brighter and safer. Don't settle for a temporary solution. Do it right the first time. Do it in concrete. This ad brought to you by the Twin Cities Metro Concrete Pours. For more information on concrete, call 1-800-934-4649.
I finally took the corporate job and grabbed for the brass ring, my own gourmet coffee shop. At first, I got all these calls about how to attract customers.
So you're suggesting I dress up like a clown and walk around handing out grand opening balloons?
Everybody loves clowns.
I wanted customers, but I also wanted dignity. So I advertised in the U.S. West Direct Yellow Pages. Almost every home and company's got one, right? How else can a new business afford to reach so many people year-round? Well, Over the last 6 months, coffee sales have tripled, and half my calls came from the Yellow Pages. Now I have plans to expand that's got the competition scared.
Hello, I'm from the FDA, and we need to know what's in your house blend.
Funny, you sure sound like that night manager at Mel's Coffee House. Hello? Hello?
When it came to attracting new customers, that Yellow Pages ad worked like a double shot of espresso.
It's the one that gets used. U.S. West Direct. To place an ad, call our local office listed under Yellow Pages Publishers. Individual advertiser results may vary.
Listening to you all the day through. Talk radio. Don Vogel. KSGP. Direct Connection.
But, of course, we have a little thing that we always take care of on Fridays. I think you know what that is. How's that, Dave?
Annoying as hell.
Thank you very much. The human siren. I did my human siren. How many people look in the rearview mirror?
Probably many.
No.
Boy, that was authentic, man, wasn't it? It's like my barking dog.
Vogel.
Now we got Larry's dog.
As remembered on tape, you're at KSTP AM 1500. I'm Bruce Gordon on loan from my St. Cloud radio station, and David Ruth is putting together all these highlights during his afternoon saloon. And the approach we're taking is to make sure that people. Remember Don in the best way, because that's the way that he wanted it, and we'll have some fun and laugh. You might have to pull off this side of the road, and maybe while you're listening to Swami, for example.
The great Swami will predict your future. Call 646-8255 or star 1500 on cellular one. AM 1500, KSTP.
Baby, it's cold outside. I tell you that it's so cold. Hello? This is the Swami, me, David Ruth, hello?
Hey, Swami, how are you, buddy?
I am cooking with gas.
Cooking? Gas.
We are KSTPing all over you, all over your radio. Today, as we always do every Friday at this time, KSTPing, pink, pink. 646-82555. And we asked you for your calls to ask me, the all-knowing, all-wonderful Swami, to tell you something about yourself and to give you 100% accuracy as only I can. Right, Davy Wavy?
That's right, Swami.
Head in gravy? Davy Wavy, head in gravy. Someday you will join the Navy. Ha, ha, ha!
Swami, what the heck was that?
Shut up, blind bastard. You don't know anything. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike. Mikey. He not there, baby. He go away from
Mike.
Me.
Mike!
Too bad. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Drew.
Swami, I'm not worthy of your mystic powers.
That's all right, sir. No one is when you think. I have tried to find someone worthy of me, and I have yet been able to.
Well, I'll try and squeeze out a question here, oh, great Swami.
This man knows how to stroke the Swami. That's a good sign, sir. Very smart on your part.
Does it look like Dole Carlson is going to be the leader of our country in 96?
No. No way. No way in the 80s.
Hey, Swami, I have one more little question for you. Now, I'm sure you're a Buddhist, right?
I do not get into that.
Oh, well...
You have no right to wonder what I am. Why do you want to know?
Well, I was wondering, do you think Mr. Vogel.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
Is a recreation of Buddha?
With all this snow, you need some Buddhas. Good afternoon, everybody. The Swami knocking them dead on the afternoon saloon. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Swami.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm better now that you called. Swami, you always say
that. Now that I hear your voice.
Swami, you always say that. Shut up, blind man. Go ahead, Karen.
I was wondering if you could tell me if there will be a huge windfall of mine in the near future. Am I going to get ripped?
There's a lot of wind out there right now, I tell you, to fall in, but...
I'm hoping the wind will blow money my way.
You'll have to find out later, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more classic Vogel stuff coming up after the 5 o'clock news here at KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, the talk station. It's 5 o'clock. We have news coming up and then more Vogel stuff here. Don't go away.